Mind stories. What is the importance of asking a question? According to the Oxford Open Learning, it helps us identify gaps in our understanding and make sure we're on the right track when finding solutions. They also help us engage in meaningful conversations, build trust, and develop relationships. Asking questions might sound like just a simple thing, but it is still one of the most important skills in life. Questions are the information collector's greatest tool. I am an information collector, and it is in this vein I asked my client, a local doctor, the question stated below. What do you think is the reason persons who want to lose weight find it so challenging? As she answers the question, I realize her view is multi-pronged. She enlightens me as she tells her experience as a healthcare provider to overweight and obese patients for many years. She found that they tend to give up when they see little or slow progress, regardless of whether or not they are heading toward a more deteriorating condition or a slow death. I noticed the sadness in the tone of her voice as this caring Hispanic doctor expresses her views. Among the challenges she expresses are the following. Number one, anxiety. Some are not aware the role anxiety plays in their food intake and other negative lifestyle habits. Whenever they become anxiety-ridden, she says, they grab a food item as if to fan the flames or put the fire out. In other words, ease their internal pain. This all happens subconsciously, of course. Two, worth. Their sense of worth and personal value is very low or non-existent. Three, economic conditions. For many, these conditions prevent them from getting the education and the services needed. Four, willingness. Some are not willing to give it a try. They are content with watching TV, playing games, and eating their life away. Five, lack of belief or faith. They don't think or believe it's possible to live a life not being overweight. Number six, food addiction, a common term for many, but they do not understand the full scope. Seven, prevalence of obesity and overweight. Because this is so rampant, many of them think it's the norm, that it's okay. A gap in the system of care. There exists a gap between what the medical establishment provides and the necessary follow-up needed for persons to improve their condition. Education and awareness in lifestyle behaviors is the gap, and more hands are needed to fill the gap. An information collector's answer to the question. My answer to the question as an information collector is a little different. In my quest to identify gaps in my understanding and making sure I'm on the right track and finding solutions to share with my audience in order to engage in meaningful conversations, build trust, and develop the right relationships, as stated in the Oxford Open Learning definition I mentioned in the beginning, I first examine, investigate, and dig deeper into the other side of the story. Or stories, the mind stories. In other words, the stories we tell ourselves and push into the minds, then tell others and push into their minds. They are stories we want to believe because we have been convinced by those who have more knowledge, more understanding, and more education than we have. They tell us that there is an easy way out, a fast prescription. They tell us all we need is a pill. They tell us all we need is a medication and that it will take care of the condition, the problem, the challenge, the pain, etc. right away too. But what they are telling us is only a partial story, a partial truth. The other half of the story, they leave out. They have not learned it yet. That is the story I tell. It's the story about doing the work.